Our scripture this morning is Psalm 119, verses 169 to 176. This is stanza 22. May my cry come before you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, Lord, and your law always gives me delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your law sustain me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. We have reached the final stanza of Psalm 119. I pray you found the experience of reading it together meaningful, and perhaps you've even been encouraged to read other psalms too. Every human emotion toward God can be found in the Psalms. So whatever it is that you are feeling, whatever's happening in your life, there is a psalm that can give language to your feelings. Stanza 22 is the Hebrew letter Tav, which is associated in meaning with truth and also seal and covenant. Tav is also connected to the end of a cycle, hence the last letter of their alphabet, but also a new beginning. And this stanza leaves us with the tool we need for the new beginning, our voice. The first four verses reference sound made with our voice, cry, supplication, praise, song. This is important to us because our faith has a voice. In fact, our faith needs a voice to be fully activated. Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes from hearing, that is hearing the word about Jesus. But we activate the faith we have through our voice in confessing, professing, or speaking God's word. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, it is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Your voice is a gift from God. How are you using it? With our voice, we can share the gospel. We can help increase understanding around issues we are passionate about. We can champion causes and comfort the suffering with our voice. We can encourage, respond, embolden, even warn. We can inspire and teach. We can point to Christ using our voice. The psalmist gives four examples of using his voice. First is my cry. Now, this is not a sad sobbing cry, but rather based on the Hebrew word used, it means a joyful shouting or a cry of joy. So it's rejoicing. Second is my supplication, which is my plea or my petition. It's an appeal for the favor of God. Third, we hear my lips overflow with praise. More literally, the phrase means my lips gush forth to bubble up and to spring up almost relentlessly with praise. This is coming from an exuberant heart, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of, Luke 6:45. Lastly, we have singing. May my tongue sing of your word. This word sing means to sing, to shout, to testify and announce. It is singing with a purpose to proclaim the righteousness of God. The psalmist's faith is given voice, a voice that cries for joy and praises and testifies and, yes, petitions. The voice of faith prepares a way in the Spirit for the plan of God to come to pass. Whether through confession of the word, praise, worship, encouragement, or spreading God's good news, faith needs to be given a voice. Our voice is the strongest weapon that God has in the earth today. For with it comes authority and power, grounded in who we are in Christ. Psalm 103:20 says, bless the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his commandments, obeying the voice of his word. We are the voice of His word in the world today. When we speak forth His commands and promises in Scripture, the angels attend to God's commands. The angels are alert, hearing the promises of God spoken by God's children, and they obey those commands. See, speaking is different than thinking. Speaking has other benefits that thoughts alone don't generate, because speaking declares into the universe what you are believing. Praying out loud also keeps you focused and present in your prayer. Of course, we know we don't always have to pray out loud, but we should try to include some out loud praying every day. God has given us a pattern of the power in the spoken word. His creation was uttered into existence not by God's thoughts, but by His voice. And Jesus defeated Satan in the wilderness by speaking out God's word. Jesus has also illustrated a few different times the power of speaking, like in Mark 11:23, where Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their head," that's an expression of their faith, "but believes what they say will happen, it will be done for them." And in Luke 17:6, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." The importance is to speak what we believe, and to believe what we speak. Now, James 1:6-8 says, "But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do." So, for example, suppose you are praying for a relationship to heal, but whenever you talk about that person, you say negative things like, "Oh, they're so stubborn, they'll never change," or, "I can't see this relationship ever getting any better." Your voice does not match your prayer. You are double-minded, and you should not expect the Lord to answer that prayer. Another example, say you're praying for healing, but all you do is speak about your ailments and how hard it is and how much you struggle, and you're just going to have to learn to live with this forever. Your voice does not match your prayer. You're double-minded, and you should not expect anything from the Lord. Instead, we need to speak what we believe and believe what we speak. Now, Solomon recognized the power of words, and he phrased it like this in Proverbs 18. "From the fruit of their mouth, a person's stomach is filled. With the harvest of their lips, they are satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." What he means is this: the words we speak can either bring us satisfaction and blessing, or leave us feeling empty and lost. If someone speaks words of wisdom and encouragement and truth, they will experience positive results. However, if they speak negativity and gossip or lies, they will reap a bitter harvest. The impact of words on relationships, on emotional well-being and spiritual life can build up or tear down, can encourage or discourage, can bring hope or despair, can bring life or death. James says in the 3rd chapter of his letter, "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursings. My brothers and sisters, this should not be." James also says, "No man can tame the tongue, but we have the Holy Spirit." So our tongues can be tamed, and we can learn to say the good things that God says, that what comes out of our mouth will be in alignment with the will of God. Do you remember the story when Zechariah encountered the angel Gabriel and was told that his very old wife was going to have a son? Well, he scoffed and spoke with disbelief. So Gabriel struck him mute until John was born. Gabriel prevented Zechariah from filling the air with his negative words that would pollute what God was doing. Our voice is powerful. Be sure that it is saying the same things God says. Use your voice to bless the name of the Lord. Bless him with the stories you tell. Bless him by teaching others his word. Bless him by boasting of his goodness and grace towards you. Bless his name as you share about your trials and your grief. Use your voice to comfort the suffering. Speak up for those who can't speak up for themselves. Because your voice is powerful. And it can be used for good or evil. So I humbly encourage you to think intentionally about how you will use your voice. Think also about the things that you say, and do they line up with what you really believe? Praise be to the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.